This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? And thank you for listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast. This podcast is out every single Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever else you stream your podcasts. It's also out on YouTube on Tuesdays at 7:30. If you are listening on Spotify, partake in the polls, leave a comment. We've also got an additional episode which comes out every single Wednesday where we read out your comments on Spotify. So if you do want to leave a comment and you want it to be read out, you have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. So the podcast drops on Friday. You have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. to leave your comments if you want it to be read out. Anyway, enjoy the episode and follow us on the socials, the TikTok, the Instagram, the Twitter. Or is it the X now? Me na know. But yeah, enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
But because, hey, this will get out something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
All good. Well, Brent, can we all see ourselves on the camera? Okay. Marv?
Can you center them a bit more? Yeah, because this bread is always moving, bud. Yeah, Taser in the center.
Sorry.
Okay, right, still. I'm getting better. You know, anyway. You know, you ever done ones where you look in the mirror, you're like, no, I'm getting better looking. Have you ever done one before?
Wow.
Ones. No jokes. Like, I'm not even bantering. Let me make sure this mic's right in front of you.
Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah. So just sit comfortable. You're going to sit back or you're going to sit like that?
Yeah, do you know what it is? Because of this cushion, man. It's messing me up.
Wow.
Yeah. You brought the thing. Cool. Yeah, good now.
Yeah. So you've had them ones before, like, where you just like, you've had them ones before. You look in the mirror sometimes and you're like, "Raw, I'm whacked." Like,
they said, "I'm whacked."
No, but wow. you're like, I'm looking to live it. Then you have other days where you're like, you look in the mirror, you're thinking, "Ooh, hey, the streets ain't ready yet."
Yeah.
Then you just go out and then, see what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. I have those days.
Of course. You gotta have them days.
It's true.
No one's there.
It's life still. Can't lie to you still.
So imagine that.
Sorry, let me intro the guest actually, because
I was gonna do.
Oh, go on.
I was just gonna say, I went out today, my birthday.
Happy birthday still.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
It's been what? It's 3 hours left. It's the first time you said it, you know.
What?
My Bridgin.
Oh, brother, do you know what it is?
You see this, brother? Man was dissing me, you know.
Bro,
I did I diss you.
How many times
are you
said
talking
it
about?
Today,
I did I diss you.
What?
I did I diss you.
Brother, I'm minding my own business at home. Binding my own business. I'm saying, right, say his birthday today. I said, let me wish him.
Nah.
I wish him happy birthday from the Three Shots page, by the way, though. I said, happy birthday.
Oh, I thought I was Brent. My bad.
Hey, Taz, you're
exactly.
Making
see?
Me feel bad.
See,
still.
So happy birthday from the Three Shots page, yeah. I thought about to wish my happy birthday. I see man, postman, and app man talking about, I grew my hair, blah, blah, blah. Oh, now, Marv's a Marv. Ain't seen no hair growth.
Yeah.
I'm like, raw, like, mind my own business. I said, all right, cool. Because man had the happy birthday message written out. You know, like when it's big paragraph, you know?
Yeah.
Man value you, like, but God bless you.
I had
all of that there, you know? You get me? I had all of that. You know what I'm saying?
I was even going to
bring man a champagne, yeah?
What, no champagne?
No, then I saw the message. I said, nah.
But this is
my follicles, you know?
No, this is the message, yeah? Oh. I said, a year ago, I revealed to the world I could grow hair, yeah? Margs and Marv were onto me.
Yeah, they were onto me.
So I said, you don't grow your teeth. They said, yeah, we can match it. Rare. So I was like, all right, wait, isn't it? 365 days later, no hair now, bro.
Well, you grew your hair on your birthday last year?
It was around Feb, because I remember it was Mo's Brit Party, and I was in Feb. So March is when everyone saw the picture.
The big reveal on that.
It wasn't a big reveal. I just posted a picture on my birthday, and it was like, I had a little nice little off-white jacket. You get me?
Can't you?
Yeah,
I ain't had time to grow my hair, innit?
I got five bills for you, is all I'm saying.
I've been busy, bro. But seriously,
I got five bills for you, bro. Grow your hair the same way I grew it.
This time next year.
Not this, what? A year?
No, I'm saying, what?
It didn't take me a year to grow my hair, bro.
It took you longer than that.
No. I don't.
The podcast started 2016. Everyone saw you violent since then.
No.
Man grew his hair in 2023.
Hey, listen, let me ask you a question, Taz.
What made you grow the hair?
My barber went on holiday. He went on a long holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So during lockdown, my hair grew out. Because obviously, man couldn't go barbers and I weren't doing the whole home trimming thing. So I realized my hair could grow, but I was using the wrong products. I was still using oils.
Yeah, yeah.
Just heavy in that. One girl was like, see that? There's a product that I use. I've never mentioned it. I'm not going to mention it. This is what people want here. I'm not mentioning it.
Yeah, yeah.
But she goes, oh, there's another version, but it's lighter. So I went to the shop in Harlesden. I bought it.
Of course.
But my hair started getting, like, it started feeling richer.
More tingling. More
quality. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, the quality of my hair started feeling, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
My barber went on holiday again. So I just let it grow out while I was using the product. I said, yo, hold on. First shape up was great. I said, yeah. I'm keeping this thing. So that's like, it was just literally, I just grew my hair.
Yeah.
But before I was using the wrong, it was too, like the products I was using, shout out Plant Made. I was using them at first as well. So if you don't want to invest in a product, Plant Made is definitely the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Plant Made. But it's pricey though.
You're saying expensive.
Yeah, the whole package is probably going to set you back about, I think, £96. There's the inches if you want to grow hair. There's, it's called inches. There's the drizzle. Okay. You just want to moisturize your hair. There's the soil, which is what you put in your hair if you want it to grow. And then there's the fourth
one. So what's inches then?
Inches is the oil.
So does that help it grow?
Yeah, it does.
But you said soil you put into help.
Yeah, so basically there's different...
like stages that you use the product.
But it's a four-part. The one that works is the four-part one. Obviously, there's the two-part depending on what you want to do with your hair.
Yeah, of course.
There's some, you know, like sometimes your hair goes dry.
Yeah.
You don't need to put...
do you know what I use? I use the black seed oil. But I feel
in
like
your hair?
Thick.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do
that's
that.
That's what you're meant to do,
no? No, but the consistency is
the
too
black,
thick.
Black castor oil.
Oh, yeah, but that's
thick
still as, thick,
that's,
though.
That's thick as well.
It's heavy. Yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy. It's like, you can't use that. You shouldn't really...
Do you mix it with other stuff? Or just pure?
I might put a splash of the olive oil.
Yeah. That's calm, man.
And cut it a bit.
That's that Prince Hakeem thing.
So you don't put no...
juices and berries.
Moisturizer.
Nah, I don't do none of that. Straight.
What about water?
Yeah, water.
What about water?
Yeah, that's the drizzle. It's like
I thought you meant this man. Because we're going to wash his hair or have water.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
What, is man I'm trying to get on to, man?
No,
I don't know. Is man's hair,
No.
You get me? Joe ain't got the fresh trimming now. Man, I'm trying to do indoor racks in this room.
This guy. For example, there's a difference between...
You're talking about products.
No, there's a difference between, for example, going, coming out the bath and then using what you use to moisturize your skin.
On your lips.
And then...
Wait. Man.
Yeah, or using Vaseline.
You know what it is?
I don't use Vaseline.
Carmex.
Even Carmex is a bit.
No, Carmex is alright.
No.
So I mean, petroleum jelly, where's it from?
Petrol, gasoline.
Yeah,
you're asking
for questions, bro. Would you put petrol on your lips? No. That's why you're putting Vaseline on your lips, bro.
Certain men are putting worse things on their lips.
Here we go.
What is good?
Here we go. But before we introduce our guest, I went out today, had dinner with my mom and my daughter. And I said to my daughter, guess who I have on the pod today? Ty Logan. She said, who? Logan Paul? I said, no. I said, let me stop you there. Do you remember the video where the guy goes, ruining it? Goes, yeah, I know that guy. Can you get me a video? She wants a video. So I didn't.
Yeah.
She wants a video.
Oh, come on, my brother, man. Yeah, normal.
Man said, you're ruining it.
Nah, love, man. Appreciate, man.
I said, it's the same thing to
Brent. How old is little miss?
10.
Oh man, yeah, I appreciate it. That's what I mean. It's crazy because, like, you see, with my audience, it ranges from like such a young age all the way up until like certain people in their 40s.
Yeah.
Mm. Yo, my youth, like certain people will see me, and it's crazy, man.
It's sick, man.
But you know is it challenging though? Because if you've got such a vast audience, do you have to watch what you say now? Because it's like, if it's too rude, that younger audience can't connect.
Yeah.
Or do you just think, you know what, I'm just going to put it out and whoever receives it?
I feel like I used to think that.
Okay.
I used to think that a lot more. Like, I don't care. Like, wherever it is, what it is.
Yeah.
Set me for who I am. I used to kind of be like a bit more unruly
in
that sense. But I feel like when you start working with certain brands and certain people,
the
more eyes you start kind of
fixing
up a bit. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm still in between. Sometimes it's good to just...
let loose.
At the same time, I like to kind of just be neat and...
Don't you think it's interesting how that, like, a lot of these brands, the way they find you is you being you. Yeah. But then once you start working with certain brands...
They don't want you to be you.
They don't want you to be you.
Yeah.
Because being you could be problematic for their brand, but
it's too much.
You wanted me, or you came and found me because of who I was.
Yeah,
I think,
of course.
It's mad, bro.
I think it's the audience. So sometimes they do this thing where it's like they try to prevent the chaos beforehand. So it's like you might have content that's towing the line.
Risque.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah, when they say that they want to work with you, because I know a lot of influencers that do work with brands in regards to like skincare and stuff. And you don't really need to be risky. At the end of the day, your delivery and your face is what sells it. But sometimes when they try to add a bit more personality to it, some brands are okay with it. Some brands are like, no, that's not what we're paying you for.
Just cream your face, bro.
Doing too much.
That's not what we're But some people's story is their personality.
Yeah.
Exactly.
However they decide to sell it, it's their personality. Like someone like Axel, I don't think you can give Axel a brief. I think you just got to tell Axel, this is what I want at the end. And he'll find his way there.
He'll find his way.
You know what I'm saying? Some people are just like that. 100%. Some people are just like that. And you just got to allow them to do their... There's some ads I've seen recently, I'm like, were you trying to convey here?
What did you do?
Do you know what I mean? But you can tell that they're an influencer. They've got a big following, so they get the check.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
You gotta do what you gotta do certain time for the money as well.
But man. Yeah, for the listeners, we got Ty Logan in the studio, man.
Hi, people.
How you doing, though?
I'm good, bro. I'm good, man.
What's been happening?
I'm good. You know what? Getting myself together. You know what I'm trying to say? Obviously, I went through a madness, went through a tragic... situation, even talking about it, it's mad. I don't really talk about certain things, but I went through a crazy time last year. Obviously, lost my biggest family member, and just been a madness. You know what I'm saying? It's been a madness since then. So I took a little break. I got my energy back now. So I'm just getting back to the work. And, you know, that's it. You know, it gets to a point. Certain time, it's like. You can't be making everyone else laugh. You can't even laugh yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And I'm not even one of them people that want to be on a... you know when you see certain people, they're online and they're being depressing and they're spreading that energy. I like to spread good energy.
Yeah.
Spirit.
Mm. But life gets you sometimes, isn't
it? Because I'm so like... I like to say I'm an authentic person, so I don't want to be fake because you'll see it. You'll see it. Mm. Of course, I can act and do whatever, but if I'm not in that right place,
it's going to show.
Show. So, I just took a little break, found myself again. Yeah, man, back to it. Back to the mission. So,
You said Colombia, you're going to Colombia soon, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about that? Or you don't really.
I can't even get into too much detail. It's mad. Work. It's work.
Oh, that's actually a nice segue because we went to DR recently for my boy Stag.
Yeah, I saw.
And two of the men in. Didn't come back. They went to Colombia.
Gone.
No, they just went for a couple of days.
Okay.
I said, gone. Gone. What, like kidnapped? Or like,
I said, they didn't come back. You know what I'm saying? Gone.
No, we went for 4 days. Because we were on that side of the world. They were like, you know what? They're just going to go. I think the flight was like £100 and whatever their accommodation was. But one of them had a story, he won't mind me sharing it. Bruv, he's gone raving.
In Colombia?
Yeah. Why does that sound mad? Because when I told certain people that I went raving in Dom Rep, they're like, what?
Nah, Dom Rep is different.
Apparently it's not.
No, because I'm saying people go to Dom Rep on holiday. Like, I hear it. Like, Colombia.
People go to Colombia on holiday.
People go to Colombia on holiday,
but they're Colombians.
No.
It's not Colombia's not a holiday destination.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what I mean? But like, for example... Like, you would hear more people say they're going to Mexico or Brazil, for example.
People from here.
Rio de Janeiro, they're going to go to Mexico, Cancun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Tulum. Tulum, like, it's certain places that DR, cool.
You don't really hear Colombia.
I don't hear Colombia unless it's like someone from Colombia or there's business there or something like. Because, brother, in terms of South America, I don't know if Colombia is the first place you're going to travel to. Like, shout out to my Colombian listeners. Like, I ain't even getting onto you lot over there, whatever. But I'm just saying.
The PR is not PR.
You're saying you wouldn't go to Colombia on holiday?
I'm not going to Colombia first.
Wow.
Like, there's Mexico. Even Argentina, I'll go before Colombia.
Swear?
Yeah, but the Buenos Aires and them place there.
Buenos Aires, you know. Whatever you say, bro.
What? It's Buenos Aires, though.
Buenos who?
It's Buenos Aires, bro.
I can't lie to you. I can't afford to get it wrong. Let me let Google say.
What's it called? Buenos Aires.
Ain't it Buenos Aires?
You're moving mad. That's a chocolate, blood.
That's a Buena Kenda. What is it?
Kinder Surprise.
Kinder Surprise.
Wait, hold on.
Buenos Aires.
Come on.
Wow.
What? I said Buenos Aires.
That's not what you said. Are you all right?
Did I say it again?
Buenos Aires.
Wow.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
Nah, he did still.
I said Buenos Aires and you said, oh, is it the chocolate?
You didn't say that. Do we'll listen back to it.
Yeah, that's why.
What does that mean anyway? What does that
that's
mean?
That's the name of the capital city. Yeah. Argentina.
Okay.
Buenos Aires.
You pick Argentina over Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah, man. Because I'm being serious because I've heard of Buenos Aires. I've heard of it, as in like Rio de Janeiro, Buenos Aires, even football wise.
Yeah.
River Plate. You've heard of like certain teams.
And Alvarez and them, man.
Messi, like Ortega, like certain man. Like, all right, Argentina, let me. Colombia.
Yeah, but how many black dons are in Argentina, though?
Yeah, but I'm not going there for black dons. You know what I'm saying?
That's not what I meant. I said you fitting in there.
Yeah, but I'm a tourist, bro. I'm not going to favelas. I'm staying on the resort, bro.
Yeah,
not me. All inclusive.
Oh, bro, I'm shook. I'm gonna be real. But I didn't even get scared. But that one day,
this brother here will go and to a restaurant in the hood.
Yeah, but why not?
Why? What?
Brother.
So wait. So when you hold on.
Yeah.
So when you go to like, so for example, we went Don Rep, yeah. We noticed that there was people that we were talking to on, because our resort had a beach at the back. So we noticed that we were speaking to people on the beach, then above 9, 10, bedtime. I'm like, but the club's going on till 5 a.m. No, it's not safe.
What? Wow.
Big man, where's the Uber, man? No, I'm going raving, bro.
You done that?
The club's different, though.
Wow. No, it's not, because some of the clubs, like basically, the club that we went
to.
I bumped into Made You Think out there. Random. I'm in the car park. This club outside, me and Miles are standing there thinking, bruv, we feel like we're outside Dreams, like equivalent maybe Stratford Rex.
Yeah.
If it had that vibe in it. But you walk into a bar, it's called Drink Point, and but every single gal in this club is a worker. Every single one of them.
What, worker?
Yeah, there's bare sex workers. Like, what? Mm. You know, you're saying, this is it's normal.
Nah,
over there.
When I'm there, I'll be like, whoa.
You're
different.
But it's normal. Joking, it's so.
That's not me.
No, but I'm saying, you're looking at the girl thinking, rah, like, you are buff. And then you walk past her, you see her next door just chatting to her wayward. You're like, oh, it's that. You just don't know, innit? You don't know. But over time, I clocked, they're all workers. You go to the back, the garden bit, there's a toilet, they're all queued there because they catch you when you're going to the toilet, just giving you the eye. Some of them might even just, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're selling them something, and they're looking at you, like, you got your attention, they might bite their lip, they might adjust, like, they're looking at you to be like, come and chat to me, and like, I'm ready, but you as a newbie might think, oh, she's on, man. You go over there, you're hearing wild prices, you know? Nah, I'm all right. But one girl said 250 for three of them, told the next man 250 for one of them. He's speaking, what am I clapped? What do you mean? Imagine the girl says,
wait, 250 for three.
For all three babes, all three of the black girls.
That's a
buff ones. And then the one next door went over, one of them said, yeah, 250.
Oh.
They're going crazy.
You are fuming. You can't even bait my man up there. You got to call one over. Hey, come here.
Yeah, what's going on? You got to confront the situation.
And the man, I don't remember.
Bro, like, some of them quoting four bills. Some of them were dancing on a brother all night. Then at the end, yeah, where's my tip? Tip?
Tip.
You didn't even say you was a worker. I thought you was a normal civilian.
That is crazy. But you know what it is, though? They wouldn't be doing it if certain man weren't paying it.
Yeah.
That's what I realised. You know what I'm trying to say?
It's true. But I think
certain men are paying gal just to talk. Sit down and talk.
Yeah. And I clocked the conversion is mad. So
conversion of money?
No, as in how much? Yeah, because you remember you're paying them in dollars. They don't take pesos, so you're paying them in dollars. But they're quoting $100 to $400.
So how many pesos is that?
Mad pesos. But do you know how much $400 is stretching
over there?
So they could speak to a Donny one night. They're good for the month.
Like that?
Yeah, good. And then the funniest ones. This is obviously a more, I guess, legal hustle because they have it everywhere else, innit?
Yeah, of course.
The funniest one is when the black brother comes with all of his team of women. And then what they do is when they get to the club, they go to the stage and they do like a little twerk off. Cheeks everywhere. And then they come to your table. And the black don just stands on the side of the table with all of the ones like this. So what do? You go in your pocket, you get a little 50, you give it because if you want, and then you're just there spraying. But the girls move around the club, just enticing every single table. Before you know it, they're gone.
Yeah,
bro, I just spent too.
But you see what it is though, in them countries there, bro.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm. You gotta be careful.
Yeah. Because I was there for 7 days. I saw the same gal in 7 different outfits, same shift, 10 till 5.
10 till 5. Getting
every day. No. So, no, like some of them are not successful. They just go to the rave and hope.
Hey, they're just trying to get the man.
If they don't bag a man that night.
If that don't work, do you know how many men are out there that's getting robbed?
Daylight. Yeah, the robbery things. You gotta be on your P's and Q's.
Really getting sucked in.
And also, when you get in the taxi, every single driver has the same video of like girls in the yard and saying, oh, I can take you to a private party. Bare cab drivers have the same video. Yo, bro, do you want? I'm like, nah, I'm good. Because after about the fourth cab ride, I'm like, but how does everyone have this?
It's just one big yard. You get what's there? Because
in my mind, I'm thinking, you get enticed to go to this yard as a tourist. And then all of a sudden, it's like a setup.
Yeah, it's rough.
What do you do? Who are you phoning?
They
take you to the cash point.
Yeah. Take off clothes. Cash point. That is mad.
Do you know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
So I get why girls don't leave the resorts.
Yeah.
Because what's a girl doing in that scenario? She gets in a taxi that's unlicensed, by the way, because some of these taxis, they look above some of these whips.
Yeah, but are they all licensed though?
No, because some taxis you can call on Uber. So there's a trail. There's a trace of where you're going. Okay, and there's some taxis you can just wave down and say, yo, big man, I'm going, and just hop in. Those ones, I never jumped in one of those. Nah. All my taxis were Ubers, but they were like £8, £4 here.
Yeah.
Like 45-minute drive.
No.
Yeah, what? Cool. But it's just mad cheap.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's mad cheap.
Mad cheap.
Nah, people don't care about their lives, because for me, when I'm on holiday, I make sure I'm about my wits still. But then sometimes, everywhere you go, there's always a gamble, though.
Bro, there's
always a gamble. Even Nigeria one time when I went to Silver Fox. Silver Fox is like one of the strip clubs in Nigeria. So I'm one of my brethren's. And then when I was leaving, because basically when I went there, anytime I went to Silver Fox, it always be with a dude who's got like a little convoy. Maybe like an army man with him or whatever. But this time I went with someone, but he was leaving. So I was going somewhere separate. So I was like, oh no, I'll just get an Uber, it's fine. So the where this place is, you know, like when you go to them country lanes and then there's no lights, it's just, it's pitch black, bro. This was pitch black. So I'm in the car now. My brother's in the car as well. Then we come to like a checkpoint and the police are there. And the brothers are shining the light in. I said, not today, man. The man was like, yo, what's going on? Where are you coming from? And obviously Silver Fox is back there. So they know that money's been spent. And the thing is, whenever I go to a strip club, like, I know that sounds mad. This might not make sense in a while. But I always try to leave with some money.
Yeah.
So I feel like I haven't spent too much. So like I will get a certain amount of money, but by the end of the night I'll be like, as long as I've got like this much,
yeah,
it's not been a bad night. Yeah. If I blow everything, I'm a waste man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Just so, that little bit
so, left. So I had money in my pocket, like bare like 100 naira, 200 naira, whatever. So obviously, I don't know, maybe he's seen or whatever. And they're like, boss, what?
So this is more for the boys.
I just gave him a little something and I was running about my business. But I was just like, when Nigeria, late at night in Nigeria, there's certain places you're like, I shouldn't really be out here. But sometimes when you're in it, you just have to ride the wave and just get to where you're going still. So
funny enough, speaking about getting stopped by feds, what is that story that LV told on Winners Talking?
Oh, yeah, I went on there, I told the story, man. That was a whole nother madness, bro.
Was it you driving or your brethren driving?
It was me driving.
What are you doing?
Brother.
That's what I said,
brother.
What? He's going to tell the story.
Nah, bro, like, see that one there? It was out of my hands.
Oh.
Bro. It was that bouncer's party. Yeah. Birthday party. You get me? 22. What,
in City?
Yeah.
I think I was there.
Mayfair?
Nah, this was in City. It was in near Farringdon. I went to one near Farringdon.
Was it in like a restaurant thing or was it?
No, it was in Proud City. But might have been a different one.
Might weren't that day. It was another day.
Might have been a different one.
Yeah. So, vibes in the dark. The whole day was good. It was like a day thing as well. So, by 7 o'clock, we left. You know what I'm trying to say? Cut a long story short. I must have been.
Hey, Marv, move the mic. This sideways.
This one here?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Right, mic?
Yeah.
So, I'm in the vibes, bro. Nice. Met this little Italiana. Yeah? She didn't even speak English. You know what I'm trying to say? Mad one. But I'm wave now with LV and with the boys. It's been a good day. Vibes. Shout out to Bouncer because that was a good night. Jagger, these times I'm gassed, you know, bro. Man's got the new Audi cutting through. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm nice. So left the party now. Cut through. Went to a little after drinks. The girl's saying to go back to, yeah, little afters. Yeah. What's that? You get me? It's been a good day.
Milan Derby in the AC. Yeah, I hear you.
But same time now, LV's asking for a lift home. But I'm driving like Dartford times. I'm driving Dartford side, sorry. At the time, I'm living in Boreham Wood. So can you imagine? I'm in like Bexley Heath at the time. If you know London, you know the area. Yeah, south.
And Bexley Heath, so you're going to go Dartford?
Gonna go Dartford.
Do you know where Boreham Wood is?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Dartford.
It's from the end, you know.
That's over there, bro.
Over there.
Northwest.
I've got no business up this end. So yeah, cool. Driving now. All waved. Good day. The Italian girl's all next to me. Oh, Ty, slow down. Panicking. Remember, she don't speak English. Cool. As we drive.
Enough.
As we're driving now, bro, the Popo, they're driving the opposite direction.
Mm.
Yeah?
Come on.
Back road. It's not even that late. It's like 1 a.m. The police are driving that way. I'm driving the opposite direction. Vibes in music, dancing. Bro, I've looked in my mirror.
They spun it.
They're doing the spin-a-rooney.
Rough.
What'd you do? I've had a drink. I had a little... So... At that time, I'm panicking now. I'm in the middle of nowhere. They're spinning around. So I've done the ch-ch-ch-ch. Left, right, gone. Parked up. No panic. Got away. But then you get that conversation, bro. What do we do? Do we drive? Do we keep going? What do we do? I need to get back to Boreham Wood. Got this guy crying. Oh, die, please. You know what I'm trying to say?
The words, bro.
I'm saying, what do I do? Do I drop LV on? Go home? What do I do right now? Bro. And ends up driving the car again. Saying, yeah, let me just drop him home and get back to this girl's yard.
Where's he going?
He's going...
It was roughly the area, maybe not...
Yeah, yeah. No, around the Bexley Heath area.
Yeah, so south. He's going
south
up as well.
Them. South as well. You get me? But the tucked away bits. So... As I'm driving now, as I'm going straight down the road,
see them again.
They're coming straight up towards me. They put on their lights, they block off the road. I'm stuck! You know what I'm trying to say? But what do I do? Do I be a normal citizen? Get out the car and say, all right, you got me. All right, officer, I'm sorry. Do I do that? Which you probably, if any young people listening, that's what I probably should have done.
Well, you didn't do that.
I didn't do it, Marvin.
Not this day.
What?
Not this day.
So what you do?
They put the lights on. I'm sitting there. I can't move. Don't know what to do. The girl's crying, panicking. I'm saying, I said to LV, Jagger, I'm sorry. Slapped it in reverse. I goes, gone. Moving. Grooving, moving. The girl's crying. Oh, please don't. Shut up. Please, shut up. She's making me panic.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro,
I need everyone
100
calm.
Miles per hour.
In reverse.
I've reversed it. She's going straight into second gear. Wheel spinning. I was out. But straight away, they're onto me now. On a Formula One thing. I swear down, it was like GTA. 5 stars.
That's when everyone comes for you.
Bro, I'm blowing.
Helicopter.
Everything. Oh, it was crazy. So I'm blowing now.
How did you turn the car around?
Bro, it's not even hard to explain. I literally put it in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reversed it, put it in first gear, flew down the other road. So they're ahead of me at a junction. They've blocked the road. Case is over anyway. I could talk about this, guys. Imagine yourself, I'll be in jail. But yeah, on a serious note, I just slapped it in reverse. And yeah, just hit the straight.
So oh, you got away?
Hit the straight. I didn't get away.
No, the case, the
they even
over.
Finished the no, story, but
When LB told the story, he didn't finish it either. So
nah, bro, do you know what happened? What happened was, we carried on driving, and obviously still blowing whatever. There was this turning that come through my jugger. You see this turning, and it was a bit wet as well.
Yeah.
See, the automatic cars, dangerous.
Saying wheel spin.
Danger, took the corner, blah, 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 blah. Straight into the traffic light. Smashed. Crashed.
Swear.
Crashed. You get me? As soon as I crashed, the car blocked me in. The police car blocked me in. And then, obviously, I couldn't open my door because they blocked me in. Police dogs. Nearly bit my brother. She's mad.
The girl must have been rattled.
Oh, my God. Imagine I've just met her 2 hours before as well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, having a good time. Dessert.
Good time dancing. Yeah, it was nice.
It's either she's mad turned on now.
You're never
hearing from her again. There's no can't middle see. Ground, blood.
It went crazy, man. So yeah, that was the first time I ever met that girl. And
that's mad, though.
Obviously, I got in trouble for that. Like, it was a madness.
Was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, stress, man.
Lost kids, man. License. Drive safe, man.
Drive safe.
That kind of happened to me one time, but not like that. As in, one time I was driving and I was right near my house, but it was like a car behind me. I'm thinking, what is this car? So I've literally driven near my house on the left, right. The car's still there. Next to the lights come on. I said, oh my God. There's police. I said, yeah, but I didn't know it was you. You can't get me on this.
Yeah, they got you on the left, right.
Because I think basically what they were trying to say to me was like I was speeding, yeah. But I'm like, no, I wasn't. Because I was on the A12. So he tried to say you were doing 50, yeah? I said, the A12 is 50. Mm. What are you talking about? I don't think I don't know what the speed limit is.
Yeah, of course.
I was doing the speed limit. He's gone, oh, so why, when we were behind you, did you speed up? I said, because I didn't know who you were. If you're in a police car, I'm not going to evade you. You're a plainclothes car following me near my house.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? The man put me in cuffs.
No.
Yeah. But they put me in cuffs. Lucky for me, I was right in the corner. I was like, maybe, I wasn't at my house. I was maybe like, I don't know, maybe about 200 meters from my house. But I was parked out. I sat on my neighbor's wall in cuffs. They were checking insurance, whatever. And I was like, bro, you can do what you want, bro. But at the end of the day, I just done the black man thing, innit? As a black man, a car following me, it ran my area. A lot of robberies.
I don't want him to know where
you have to do that. I can't. Yeah, of course.
What do you want me to do?
It's dangerous.
So they couldn't. I think they tried to give me a ticket for something, but I remember what it was.
What did they say it was for, though?
They said I was speeding. I'm like, I wasn't speeding. You know, sometimes they will try, like, when they haven't got anything that they want to catch you on, they will just try and make you make a mistake.
Yeah.
So, for example, they'll be like, you were speeding. If I can now say, yeah, I was, all right, they've got me. He's admitted it. I was like, no, I wasn't speeding. What's the speed limit on the A12? It's 50, right? So you're telling me I was doing 50. So that means I wasn't speeding. What are you talking about? So he didn't have me on anything. I remember that. Like, I've been stopped by police in weird places, bro. It's mad. Weird places. In Essex especially, like, because sometimes, especially when I was younger, if I was in my area, they'll be like, what are you doing around here? I had that a few times.
Well, like, you're not supposed to be there.
But one time I was at my house in the car, my bedroom. I think this was this was years ago. This might have been when I was about my 23 or something. And they were like, what are you doing around here? And I was like, I live here. It's like, you got every right to be around here. And just drove off.
With me, that happened to me, but I think we went around the roundabout twice. It looked dodgy to them, innit?
Yeah.
And they've turned into my estate, turned into my road. Just outside my house, they pulled us. They're running checks. And the first is, obviously, can you step out the vehicle? Blah, blah, blah. Where do you live? Pointed at my yard right there. Don't believe me. So cool, run your checks. Ran the checks. Same address came up. So I just told you that.
Then we didn't believe you. Okay, you are allowed to be here. And then they cut. I said,
But it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Because if it's a safety thing,
it's a safety thing. Because kind of, if I did live there, and there were brothers outside my house just waiting, I would appreciate the police doing their due diligence. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, as long as you're not rude to me, as long as you're not aggressive, as long as you're not like manhandling me, if it's a conversation, I'm cool. Let's have a conversation. I'll prove to you who I am and go about your business.
What about the search thing?
Now, do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I've never been searched like that. In terms of when I was younger, yeah. But just driving off the bat and police stopping me, I've never been searched, bro. Because I don't really smoke weed, so you're not going to smell that in my car.
Yeah, of course.
If you smell weed, that's what
I said. I don't really smoke weed. You either smoke weed or you don't, bro.
No, but sometimes you can do it recreationally.
But do you?
What?
He's a man that don't smoke weed. That's why.
I smoke weed before, though.
Yeah, but if they don't smell it, though, like, I've been in situations where it's like, even if they, like, haven't smoked, no one smoked, none of my friends have smoked, they'll still say, yeah, we smelled smoke.
But the thing is, some of them man did it. They smoked in the day.
It's still what you say, still in the fur.
Puffer jacket stinking of weed, bro. Remember, the oud is, that's their oud.
Yeah, that's the oud.
So them man think, I don't smell, brother.
You're booting, bro.
Have you ever been somewhere before? You're like, smell weed. No one's smoking, bro.
Yeah.
But it's ingrained in someone's tracksuit.
Yeah, someone's
in the fiber, bro.
In the night,
in the night.
One of our boys, yeah, brother, yeah. Every single time, bro. Just, you could just smell it. I'm like, bro, yeah. I ain't even smoked it. Like, one time, Zeke's had a, for his birthday, he done like a food giveaway on Harsden, yeah. Fresh Prince. Come on, shout out Zeke's. So I thought, you know, let me pass through. Why not?
You're from Northwest as well? You're from Northwest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which part?
How do you reckon? Obviously, you know Northwest.
I thought you were from South, you know.
Everyone thinks I'm from South.
Yeah, maybe because of
I'm from the outskirts, man. Obviously, originally I grew up in I was born and raised in Ealing. And then I moved to the outskirts, Northwest, Serena's Lane.
I was gonna say Harrow. So I've just left the gym. So I thought, you know what? Let me go past through. Shorty's going there. I thought, let me just link Shorty and go there, innit? It's cool. Gone to the local food shop. Then I've bought my bread in Flash. Chilling with Flash now. A man's gone to... So someone Flash is with is obviously, he's doing his thing, whatever. A man's come up to him and say, yo, let me buy something. Looking at this brother here, I'm like, he's rolling one, by the way. He's got one in his ear. He's rolling one. And he's pulled out a bag to say, this is what I have left. Can I buy another one? So I just asked him, I said, brother, how many
do you smoke a day?
How many of you smoke today?
He said, brother,
this is my 17th one. 17?
Nah, he's moving mad.
Oh, my
bro, how's he even spending that much time?
Brother,
even getting
17?
Through that. Nah, he's moving wicked.
I think I left the gym about 4, so I got to Harsden about 5. He's already on his 17th spliff.
Wow.
He's on the front line.
Well, it's not even evening. It's not even late evening yet.
I said, this is mad. 17? Wow. Nah. The end is special, you know. Shorty looked at me like, yeah, time to go, man. Gave back another 20 minutes and I was out of there.
Nah, it's crazy.
Do you like football now?
I wasn't crazy for it, yeah.
What's your team? United?
Nah, Dave, it's emotional right now, my brother.
Chelsea?
How do you know?
Because you said it's emotional.
Yeah, it's emotional. Man knew from that, man.
It was even United.
You got United, you just fucking beat Liverpool.
Nah.
Fuming.
You know I lost 1,300 on that? Because towards the end of the game here, I'm like, I put a bet. I said Rashford's gonna score, yeah, in extra time. Rashford scored. I won £400. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm looking. I'm like, there's either 4 scorers here, innit? It's either gonna be Diaz.
Diaz came off.
Nunes, he came off. So the moment them two came off, I'm like, United have got this. I said, it's either gonna be McTominay, Rashford, or
Anthony.
No, Delo, whatever his name is. Delo?
The defender?
No, the one who scored.
Oh, Ahmad. Yeah, Diallo. What's his name?
Diallo. It's going to be them three, yeah? So I've put all of them in my basket. 1, 2, 3, bro. £50 on Maguire. I mean, £50 on McTominay. £50 on Rashford. £50 on Ahmad. For some reason, yeah? Ahmad's one's not going through. It's saying you can't put all 3 bets on at the same time. So I've clicked off him done the other two. I'm going back to do Ahmed's one. Looked up at the TV, man slapped it off the post. I literally broke the TV, bro.
No way.
Oh my God, bro. I was so bad.
Nah.
But you know when you're like,
because you broke the TV.
Bro, I swear, because that's the last kick of the game.
Literally,
last kick of the game.
Oh my days. And you would have put that on as well.
I was gonna
I'm not good at the betting thing though.
You
that's
got,
not
you,
my
nah,
thing.
You
the gambling.
The game.
Do you know what it is?
Roulette,
you know,
any of that.
Do you know what I'm
saying? Nah,
I've
man. Any of that.
Them
football.
Ones are garbage still, them ones.
Bro,
roulette one.
Shh.
Hey, so, do you know what I'm about roulette? A man will come over and say, yo, this table's hot. How do you know, big man? What are you talking about? It's chance, man.
Exactly.
Man will start reading off the. Oh, but look, 36 came in three times. So you think it's coming in next?
You see betting, I think it's the devil, bruv.
It has to be.
Because the reason why I say it's devil is because you'll be chilling at that table and thinking, all right, let me place this. It won't win. There'll be something you think about doing. You're like, no, I'm not going to do it.
And it comes in.
Someone else will do it and do it. It's like, it kind of gives you this, like, it entices you to say, see, if you, like, it's like a voice. If you'd done that, you would have won that money.
Yes. Yeah, but football's different,
though. Keep going.
Yeah.
One day it will happen.
No, but football's different, though, because if you're watching the game, like, I watched that Liverpool game and that 90 minute, my brother messaged the group chat. He said, United's going to win this. And I didn't argue it because I'm looking at the game. I'm like, Liverpool's not finishing their food, bruv. It's annoying.
United,
you can see.
Nah, United.
Rashford missed that chance right at the end, bro. Like, as
at
in
the end of the of the
90 minutes. He's through on goal.
He's gone
bang. And then Rashford had like another chance before that.
But what I wasn't liking about Liverpool is that we were taking too many touches. Whereas Rashford's goal, but he didn't take a touch. As soon as the ball rolled, slapped it. I'm like, if we were doing that, this game might have gone a bit different. But no. Then Elliot had a chance. Boom, obviously deflection went in. I'm like, get man. Nunes weren't there, nothing. I don't know why. No disrespect. He's my guy. I like him. But for games where we need clinical assassins up front, Gakpo's not cutting it, man. He's not cutting it, bro. That annoyed me.
Where
do you play Gakpo, though?
I don't know where to play him.
That's
I'm not going to lie. I don't know where his strength is. He says he's on the left. You put him on the left, nothing. He says he's down the middle. Put him down the middle, nothing. Man. Sometimes he drops into mid. I don't know what his strength
is. I feel like a lot of the teams, you're not even going to struggle because Liverpool. I feel like a lot of teams that don't know where certain players play, they struggle with that. But it's weird though. Arsenal and Liverpool are the two best teams in terms of substitute goals. Substitutes come on and they do their thing, but there's only so long that can last for. But the whole Gakpo thing, I think he's good, but you don't. Sometimes you're playing through the middle, sometimes you're playing on the right, sometimes you're playing on the left. He's got to know where he's playing. He doesn't know where he's playing.
Yeah, I hear that, but because of the injuries as well.
And I think he needs mind. He knows he's not a starter.
Yeah.
Football's about confidence, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes, you know your manager doesn't really...
He's not feeling you. But then sometimes you have a man like Nunes where he has his off days and it's like, sometimes we need Nunes to stretch out a team, but when you're looking at him fumbling, just... Bob, there's one game here. Nunes had like 8 shots, none on target. I said, big man, what's going on? But he'll have 3 assists. So it's like he's meant to play, but it's just, and who am I taking Nunes off? For Gakpo? Allow me, man. Let Nunes start.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of space we're in. Even you lot, there's one game you lot had, you lot took off Saka for, in Ketia, but the man name in the group chat were going mad.
I got mad.
What's going on?
It was Porto game.
It was Porto, wasn't it?
I don't know what game it is. The thing about Eddie. Eddie went from being first choice, roughly when Hayes was injured to loud. Don't put this bit on,
brother. It's mad
because football's about systems. It's always been about systems. So you can have the best player, like even if when you look at Chelsea on paper, Raheem Sterling should be starting most games for you.
Of course.
In terms of your system, I don't know if he's fitting your system at the moment.
Yeah, of course. What is their system, bro?
Because Jackson, remember, at the point in time where Jackson was up top, he weren't finishing his dinner. When you put Jackson on the right or not maybe in the centre, he's a bit better because he runs at people. He's a bit like Nunes. He stretches defences.
Yeah.
The onus is on him to score. So that's why you've been putting Palmer up front when you change stuff around.
Even Modric.
Yeah,
he's got them looking good. Do you know what's mad?
But has he
don't play enough though.
You see Chelsea, I honestly think, that as much as they're struggling right now, I think it's maybe one or two players before you lot click.
We've been saying that for 2 seasons.
It's not the same.
I can't even argue.
Is it the same team?
Roughly, we've been saying that for 2 seasons.
Maybe it's the manager then.
Pochettino,
do you see what Pochettino said the other day? Or was it yesterday? He said, you lot keep complaining about, I don't know what I'm doing with Chelsea, but we've been to Wembley twice.
You've gotten to Wembley twice.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but for Chelsea,
regardless of how bad you've been playing, still been.
Yeah, but you can't.
The
same. A Chelsea fan mimicked what you were about to say, and he basically said, "I don't understand why people do this thing where it's like, because I've been to a final before and I'm a big team, me now getting to a final, you lot are playing it down. But it's a new season."
No, yeah, no, of course.
What don't you say
to man's you? Been doing it as well. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Deep down, I can't lie, we've been doing
no,
it.
No, but you know, it's like Man United fans when they try and say...
What's all these flies?
Yeah, we're qualifying for Europe. Is that shouldn't be heard of for Man United.
Yeah. It should be normal.
It's a normal role.
It's a given.
So I'm saying for Chelsea, obviously, people might argue, say you've bought your success, whatever, but whatever you've done, Chelsea are there, bro.
We're not there, but within our era,
most men have seen Chelsea win the Champions League twice.
Yeah, 100. Mm.
They've seen them win Europa once. Yeah, 100. They've seen Premier Leagues. So when a man's saying, we got to the final, what, for semi? Allow me, man, but I win it and we'll
But it's based off how they're performing, though.
I hear that, but I'm just saying, but that shows you your manager.
That's the level
though.
We've kind of set.
Yeah, your manager shouldn't be even happy. The certain managers are not even happy with Wembley. Wembley doesn't mean nothing. If we don't win it, you know, a certain man when you see World Cup final and then they're giving in the medals, man, as soon as they get the medal, they're taking it off. Certain man look at them, they lose a medal, like, man, they're like, nah, I don't want to lose a medal, bro, because that's I don't want that. You got two different mentalities.
It's not good enough.
It's not meant to, for Chelsea.
I hear it.
As an Arsenal fan as well.
Yeah,
the Chelsea I know, brazy.
Yeah, but brazy. Those days are gone, though. Those days are gone.
Yeah,
man.
But it can come back, though, man. It will come back. You get me?
What do you think about the Ben White thing in terms of, like, England? Obviously.
I heard something happen in
in terms of him, because there's a lot of pundits. I'm going to play a clip from Harry Redknapp, yeah? And he was going mad. Like, do you know what it is? When it comes to England and football, yeah? White people, like, they take it, like, patriotic, like, personal.
Yeah,
it's
a serious one.
And I'm like...
Why don't you want to play for your country? That's how they look it.
Yeah, but why not? But my thing is this, at the end of the day, yeah? Me playing for my country is an honour for some people. Some people don't give a shit. And it's not a problem, either way. But why are you taking it personal that I don't want to play for England? Yeah, remember, he hasn't said anything disrespectful. If he says, forget England, playing for England is disrespect. If he's diss England, man just said, I just don't want to be selected, thank you. What's the problem?
I heard there's more to it, that's why. I heard
there must be an argument
in the change room or something.
But remember, and also, Ben White doesn't even play.
Yeah, no.
So, I remember as well, Ben White has said...
No,
he said it already. I don't like football. He said it. He said, football's a job for me. Like, but... After the games, all I do is watch my clips to see how I can improve. But I don't watch football. He said, I don't like football. So as soon as he leaves football, he zones out. So him playing for England is now, if it's someone who doesn't like football, it's a chore for man. I don't want to play football no more. So he said it.
Yeah, but is it a conversation?
That's mad still.
Is it a conversation because he's performing well and he should be chosen? And he's the one that's refused it.
Yeah, he's refused it.
They're angry because
it's
they're
an honour.
Yeah,
I get that.
Not even the honour thing, but you want to win, and this is a man that can play the position that you want. And
no. There's that as well. Yeah, hold on.
Who else is going to play there?
You got Trent, you got Walker, you got Trippier, you got a few man there.
Oh, so there's a couple man there.
But on form, Ben White is the best right back in the league at the moment, on form.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, when did it become something that you had to do? Why do I have to play for my country? Why do I have to? I'm playing for my football team. I'm doing my bits. They pay my wages.
I think but don't you think that's kind of changed over as the times have moved on? Because I feel like back in the day, everyone wanted to, like, getting a call up to England was
a big deal.
Ben White's the only person that I can remember that said, I don't want to be selected.
But that's why it's a big deal then.
Hear that, but I'm saying, but you should be within your right to say, I don't want to play. Remember, we talk about mental health nowadays. We talk about all these things, social anxiety, giving people space, whatever. But then when something happens and people don't understand it, like, why is everyone getting onto him? Like, you can have an opinion, but if you don't know the full facts, I don't think you should speak on it in terms of, like, condemn a man. Yeah. It's a bit odd that he's not playing for England. Me, personally, I would. Maybe something's happened, but cool, whatever. But the way people are talking, they're like it's disgusting. He should never be able to shut the door for England. He should never be allowed. But I'm like, why is it that serious?
Was Harry Redknapp said that?
But Harry Redknapp was going mad talking about soldiers and all sorts, bruv.
What? Have you connected to the thing?
Yeah, it's deep still. The man, I take it serious.
Brother.
Yeah, but he's an old man, so I would... Yeah, cool. He's going to have old views in it, so...
I can just imagine the conversation. Oh, yeah.
Imagine England get to a point in a competition or tournament, yeah, and
the
right back is the one that fucked up. And they're like, see, if it was Ben White.
Yeah,
like,
they're going to go to his house.
He's in his yard chilling, you know.
He's going to get letters sent to his yard.
Oh, I need to find it, man. Before I saved it.
And like Harry Redknapp, you know. Also, who's up front? Because I saw it would be
Saka's on there.
Oh, yeah, so it is.
Not up front. Disgusting.
He nearly said F off there.
Yeah, he done it.
Do you know what's interesting though? Like, it's funny that. Like,
sorry, who's that?
Harry Redknapp.
Yeah, so he's going on
wicked. But don't you think it's funny? When AFCON comes about, their Premiership teams don't want their stars to really go.
Brother, you man have faked Gabriel's injury so you don't go to Brazil.
No, but I'm just saying. But it's but it's interesting how that, like, when it's England, it's like, always play for your country, you're patriotic. Have the same energy for AFCON. Because when that tournament comes up, Bear Prem man are not rating
mid-season and that's right.
Yeah, but it's still play for your country.
No, it's true.
But when it's AFCON, man are like, do you have to go? You don't have to play though.
Yeah.
You know, even they give players ultimatums. Even what's his name?
Ultimatums.
I can imagine.
Yeah, what's his name? Obi Mikel was saying that when Conte came to Chelsea, that's the first thing he said to him and Moses. If any of you go to play for Nigeria, I'm not playing you. You're out of the team.
No way.
Are you allowed to say that?
What's done to the man
then? Yeah, so if you notice, there was that season, Moses didn't go and he didn't play for Nigeria. Because Mikel and Moses had a conversation and Mikel was set up Moses, you know what? You've just joined Chelsea. Don't spoil your thing. I've been here for time. I'm on the way out. I don't care anymore. I'm going to play. I'm gone. You stay. So Moses didn't go. Mikel went to, I think it might have been the Olympics or it might have been AFCON. I can't remember which one it was. He went. Nigeria, I think, got to the final. I don't know if Nigeria might have won it, actually. Came back. Then Chelsea weren't doing too good. So Conte's had a meeting with Mikel and said, listen, I want to put you back in the team, blah, blah. Mikel said, no, I'm good. Leave on the bench, bro. Like, I don't want to play. I'm fine.
Yeah,
like, what you said before, I didn't like. So now, I don't want to play. Like, it's cool, don't play.
Who's managing at the time?
Conte.
Yeah.
You know in football, there's bare mad things that happen with football that you don't even realise happened. Like, behind the scenes. I've heard, like, there's one time where a manager, what manager was it? Anyway, he was saying to the player, he didn't like this player, innit? So he was like, he told him, I'll come to my office and have a meeting with you, whatever. He was going, I'm going to play you, but if you're your bonus for playing, I want your bonus.
What?
I swear to God. The brother was like, what? What'd you say? What do you mean? He's going, listen, like,
in times are hard.
I'm not going to play you, but if I do play you, I want your bonus. Like, your bonus.
Who told that story? The manager or the player?
The player.
Matt.
But I think I don't know if it was Neil Warnock or one of them kind of managers. It was like one of those kind of old English managers that, like, you know, like the Tony Pulis's. I can't remember which one it was, but it was one of them managers there.
That's mad, bro. What do you reckon's more dodgy? Obviously, the boxing or football? Because there's obviously a lot you can do in football as well, isn't it?
I think the dodgiest sport might
be
basketball.
Mad though.
Basketball.
Yeah. The referee. Have you seen that documentary on Netflix about the referee that was like doing like throwing games?
No, I've heard of it though.
Basketball's dodgy, bro. There's so many calls in basketball that you're like, what?
I think football.
You know them ones like, you know that when you watch a basketball game and you're like, nah, that doesn't make no sense. That
I don't really follow basketball like that, so I wouldn't know. But football is very, it's difficult because you can see when a ref is moving dodgy. He just has to firm it on the pitch.
Yeah, but
he's firm in it.
But do you think that though? Because sometimes when I watch VAR, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like what though?
When Arsenal played Newcastle and my man Gabriel got pushed in the back. Brother, that is a foul, blood.
But that happened to...
It's happened to a few.
Yeah, and it hasn't been the same call. There's been certain challenges, yeah, that has happened with some teams, and it's like, boom, VAR, no.
But that's my point, as in like, VAR, the whole point of this is, we've got a video camera, we can replay this, bro. We look properly, there's 2-3 of us in the office. That's a foul, man, surely, man.
Yeah,
referee, foul. There's times where you see, even at Man City against someone, when my man... Kickman, like, was it Liverpool?
Liverpool, yeah.
How's it not a pen? They said because he touched the ball just before he kicked.
But if that was any other place on the pitch, it's a
free
foul.
Kick. How?
I don't understand. Maybe even a yellow.
That's why I don't. Yeah. That's why I don't get VAR. But you know what is? Whenever there's money involved in football, there's always
Big money involved, man.
There's big money involved. Money, like, you know what I'm saying?
Boxing's hard, though. I think boxing's. I mean, you can throw the fight.
I don't think it's about throwing the fight. I think it's more about the referees.
No, but I'm talking about throwing the fight.
Yeah. Holding one. Bam! Ah!
Yeah, because you got to remember...
Tasting blood.
Because you got to remember, it depends,
like,
on
holding
the,
one.
Depends on who's gambling.
Have you seen... have you watched Netflix recently? The Gentleman?
Yeah.
I need to jump.
I finished it yesterday.
I'm moving late.
I'm on episode 6.
Is that the one Bugsy Malone?
He's
in the movie.
He's in a movie. This is a series.
There's a series on Netflix. Yeah. 8 episodes.
What? This ain't the film, this thing everyone's talking about. The Gentleman's a series now.
Fucking cold.
What's it about? Old English.
It's just about, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's just about...
A man who assumes his position in a...
a family.
Aristocrat. Becomes an aristocrat.
No, he is an aristocrat.
Yeah.
What's that? What's aristocrat?
So basically, he's like, you know, like those people who like, you know, you got lords and whatever, so they've got...
He's a duke.
Politics.
Manors and castles. But he's the... There's like two sons, isn't it? No. Two sons and a daughter. He's like the sensible son, but he goes off to be in the army. The other son just takes coke. He's just a bit of a wild child. But he's the oldest.
So he assumes that when the dad passes, he's going to get everything.
Yeah, so when the dad dies, always the firstborn gets the house, whatever. But he's in the army and he gets a call saying, yo, come back home. Like, dad's on his last legs kind of thing. He wants to speak to you. So as soon as the dad speaks to him, the dad's like, look after your brother. That's the first thing he says. And then I think he just dies after that, innit? So it's not making sense to him. But then obviously, I don't want to spoil it for you, but stuff starts to play out and then you can see he assumes his role. As although he's the youngest, it makes sense to you why his dad said that and why he is who he is in the film and that. But it's sick though. And even like the, you know, Guy Ritchie films always got a mad twist somewhere. Like there's certain scenes that don't make sense at the beginning, but it makes sense at the end. It's sick, bro.
Who's the funny character for you? The weed man, bro.
He gets on my nerves, that brother, man. He gets on my nerves, bro.
It's the way he speaks.
He gets on my nerves, bro. He gets on my nerves.
So what? It's a series. But what would you give it out of 10?
So far, I'd give it maybe like an 8.5, maybe.
How many episodes?
8.
I'm on episode 6.
Okay.
I finished it.
You'll give it an 8. What would you give it now you finished it?
Yeah, I'll give it 7, 8.
It's cold, bro.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
But even when you start watching it, some things will annoy you, but then as it goes on, you're like, oh, I get it. This is what happens on every episode. Something mad happens there. And then...
It's good writing. It's good writing.
Good writing. Good even writing, and the acting as well, bro.
Yeah.
What would have made it a 10 then? Said it was 7, 8. What made it a 10?
You know, sometimes they just throw numbers in certain shows, and you're just like, "How did you get to 112 million?" Just things like that. You know, like when they talk about numbers or how much things cost or how much I'm paying for something and all that stuff, they just throw numbers out.
No, but I don't mean that it's not a 10.
No, I'm saying it's for me, it doesn't seem realistic. Yeah, it doesn't seem realistic. It's like there's a film that I watched. Oh, I can't remember the name of the film, but it's got the black brother that's in Gringo. Because when I was watching it,
What's Gringo again?
Again, I don't know, but the brother from that movie.
No, I'm saying, what is Gringo again?
It's a movie.
What film was that? Gringo. Yeah. I ain't never heard it from my life. Like.
No, the word.
No, in terms of the film.
Oh no.
But the reason I mentioned The Gentleman was because there's a boxing match in there, and they talk about a guy who throws a fight.
So you see the black brother? He's in the movie that I'm talking about. And then the woman from Gringo, Big Bang Theory is in it. So there's a movie that I watched.
What's that on?
Oh, it was on Netflix when it came out. Obviously, Netflix is this thing where they take things off quick.
They're quick, isn't it?
Yeah. But there was a movie where he is living with this woman. It's his wife. They have, I think, 2 kids together. And all of a sudden, something mad happens, and then he finds out his woman has been an assassin the whole marriage. Bro. And he's had no idea.
Hey, what's so this when, thing called? I think I've seen it.
No, the brother from Gringos. I can't remember the other movie. I'll find it. I just go on his IMDb.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah,
you know?
and then the woman's
don't spoil it. Handler, man, watch it.
No, I'm just saying the woman's handler comes to his yard, and he's thinking, "What are you doing in my yard?" And they're onto him because they're like, "Give us the information, otherwise." But he's thinking, "I'm not going to tell on my wife. Like, how do I? Why should I believe you lot?" They're like, "Yo, big man, we'll clap you down now." You know, he's thinking, "Wait, what?" But the scene, yeah, is good acting. In my mind, yeah. I'm like, "That's how I would defend my wife." Because yeah. I haven't spoken to my wife yet. I don't know if what you lot are saying is true, but you don't want me to give you lot sensitive information. But somehow it cuts off, so he doesn't have to give the information. But then he goes and bucks his wife, and it's basically like, "Is this what they're saying is true?" And you know when your wife goes into mad demon mode and she just starts shooting, you're thinking, "Wait, what?"
Yeah,
yeah, it's that kind
Can
of.
Can you imagine
yeah.
that?
It's like my nondo, you know. What? My wife, what?
Man's on my best what? Behavior.
Your wife's,
my wife's
more crud than you.
My wife's a duppier.
No, but she's not more crud than you.
Listen, that's cold. That if my wife's on that, I'm like, yo. That's like, if you watched anything recently, what kind of films or programs do you like watching or you don't really watch?
Bro, you see, because like obviously I like acting, I like movies, film, yeah. I like everything. I'm not a big fan of particular sci-fi, general. Though. Okay. I think I need to maybe watch.
Have you seen Saltburn?
Saltburn?
Yeah.
What's that on?
Netflix.
Prime.
Oh, is Prime? Yeah. I still didn't watch that.
You need to send me some Prime, yeah, Prime. Stuff, Carl. Also, I've got Prime, but I don't really find
there's good stuff. There's bare gems
on
Prime.
I don't find the gems.
The movie I was just describing is called Roleplay. It's on Prime. It's a comedy action.
Roleplay, yeah.
So
Saltburn, it's a brother. It's the same thing. Brother who tries to basically find it. He tries to take over a rich family, essentially, and take their wealth. But the way he does it, everyone who's watched that movie has somehow messaged me and said, "Taser, respectfully, fuck you." Because some of the scenes are mad. Like, you'd look away. Like, what? There was one scene I was like, am I bro, like, yeah.
You see, bro.
Am I watching?
Yeah.
But
you watch stuff.
Yeah, but you
see, you watch. I know you, though.
I love movies.
Certain people, you see the way I know, like, the way Tay is explaining the way he watches certain things. You watch.
Yeah.
Like, you get in it.
What is this?
Yeah.
Like,
is it just me?
It's just you, man.
No, there's two flies flying.
There's no fly over. I see nothing.
Followed man from Dom Rep, you know.
Your life followed, man.
Man said, you still owe $500.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.